other kids or adults that don't want to listen to the sermon. Well, you can listen when you play with things, right? People knit and crochet. Good, I gotcha. Brief intermission. This is your chance to go fill up with coffee or something. You're welcome. I'm out here. Anybody else? You know you want one. You know what? I already solved mine too. I had to practice to see what it was like. Well, you made it. You made it. Between all of the shopping and the wrapping and the letter writing and the meal planning and the cookies and the line at the post office, you made it. And tonight, you managed to get yourself and anybody else who's your responsibility dressed and to church on time, to all of you, especially you with kids. You made it. You managed to make it. And then you made it through our first slap in the face cold snap. Now we're just back to regular winter. Congratulations, you made it through that. It's coming back. And you've even managed to make it in the short days of December. As the light is fading and as our energy fades with it, you managed to do all of the things that need to be done in this short month. You have made it. If nothing else, just rest in that. But I can't help but think of Alaskans when we hear that reading from Isaiah, when it says, for those who have lived in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. See, we celebrate Christmas in this darkest time of year for a reason. Not because we need something to do with the darkness, but because of it. From this point forward, we are gaining light. There is hope on the horizon. From yesterday to today, we've already gained 45 seconds of light. Just wait, because tomorrow, 1 minute and 5. And then the day after that, 1 minute and 24 seconds of sunlight. And it's gonna happen without us noticing, because by January 1st, we've already got 3 minutes and 12 seconds of sunlight. And then somewhere by the middle of February, yes, I looked all this stuff up. This is how I prepare my sermons. By the middle of February, we will be gaining 48 minutes of sunlight and 12 seconds a week. No, a week. 48 minutes and 12 seconds a week. There is hope. And that is why we celebrate Christmas at this time of year. Regardless if Jesus was born this time of year or not, you can have a debate with me on Thursday with that. It's because God chooses sometimes the darkest moments to come and meet us. See, Jesus was born in the middle of a time where a government was overreaching and where any kind of protests were silenced. And any time that there was a crossing of a boundary or something else that put the government off, there was genocide. And that is the time when God decided to come in Jesus. It's because the world is broken and hurting that God decides to come, not because things were perfect. And so it makes sense that angels go and find the people who are broken and outcast and hurting because of it. And in the brightest light and the loudest song, they sing about this hope that has come to earth, this promise that God is finally fulfilling, this hope that will bring light into the darkness. And the shepherds hear and are amazed and are afraid, because that's what people in the dark feel when they encounter the light. But they are told to go up and go find this child. And the sign will be that he's laying there in a manger wrapped up. They didn't follow the star. They had no clue what the stars were doing. They looked in every place they could find for the child wrapped in the manger. And when they get there, they tell their story of the angels and the song. And when they leave, they tell their story of the angels and the song and the hope that they see in a child that was born. And the hope was there when the shepherds left. And the hope was there when some wise men from a different country followed the star and found a toddler king. And the hope was there when we are exhausted and empty. See, God's hope shows up in places where we don't expect it. when we are in the deepest darkness, when we are dwelling in a land of deep darkness, is where God exactly comes to find us, is where God comes to speak life and hope, where God is found. Not when things are perfect, not when your Christmas dinner comes out lovely, not when your cookies all come out not burned. I've already failed at that one. It's when your spouse opens the gift that you worked really hard to remember that they had mentioned wanting it, to find that wasn't what they had wanted, but thank you anyway. Or what you were hoping to get that you'll end up buying for yourself. There's a whole lot of things about our lives that are not perfect, and Christ came because of it. So for you who are disappointed in life, and for you who feel like your family just causes you stress and pain, and for those of you who feel like you are alone and you are overwhelmed with all the things that you carry upon your shoulders, not just in Christmas, but the bad news that keeps coming and weighing you down, for those of you who feel like you are in a land of deep darkness and it's taken way too long for light to show up, that is exactly where God lives with you. That is exactly where God comes, is the places where we are emptiest. And the good news is the light stays with us. The light will grow continually in our lives, so that whether we are suffering from grief or from bad news or from diseases, or whether we are weighed down by our family or our friends, if we can't put food on the table, that hope is still there. And that hope will carry you. Just like Mary cradled baby Jesus that first night, God will carry and cradle you. Amen. If you're able, I invite you to stand.